Welcome. In this lesson, I'll show you how to create Eclipse Edit, warping a Tom fill from scratch in Ableton Live 12, using Session View to build variations and then committing the bass take into Arrangement View. This is a beginner FX-focused workflow for drum and bass, practical warping, percussive warp mode choices, quick clip variations, and moving your performance into arrangement with Ableton's stock devices. What you'll end up with? A tempo-matched, polished Tom fill at a DNB tempo. We'll use 174 BPM as an example, several quick clips variations in Session View, a simple stock device FX chain, and a recorded take in arrangement ready for further production. Let's get started. Preparations: set the project tempo to your drum and bass range. I'll use 174 BPM. Create a new audio track, press CMD or Ctrl plus T, and name it Tom Fill. Import and initial setup in Session View. In Session View, drag your raw Tom Fill audio file into an empty clip slot on the Tom Fill track. This creates a session clip. Double-click the clip to open clip view at the bottom. If you don't see it, press Shift plus Tab until the clip view appears. Warp basics: make the audio follow the project tempo. Enable warp in clip view if it's off. Live will try to detect transients and place an initial warp marker. Set warp mode to beats. Beats preserves transient material and is ideal for percussive fills. Find the downbeat transient where you want the clip to start. Right-click that transient and choose set 1.1.1 here, or drag the 1.1.1 locator so the clip lines up with bar 1 in the session slot. Add warp markers at the key hit transients by double-clicking on each transient. Snap each marker to the nearest grid line. 1/16 or 1/8 is a good starting point for fills, and drag markers left or right to tighten timing. This is the core of warping a Tom fill. If the original recording was a different tempo and sounds too stretched or squashed, use the clip's seg BPM or add more warp markers to stretch or compress sections so the overall length matches one bar or half a bar in your project. Create clips edits. Quick variations inside Session View. Duplicate the warped clip slot to create variations. Select the clip slot and press CMD or Ctrl plus D to duplicate into other slots on the same track. Edit each duplicate by moving individual warp markers, adjusting clip start and end markers, toggling loop, or using clip transpose and detune for pitch variations. For example, clip A, straight, quantized fill. Clip B, pull the last two tom hits slightly early for a push. Clip C, stretch the middle hit to create a half-time lurch. Clip D, transpose down three semitones for a darker tone. Quick FX chain. Keep it simple and percussive. Build a basic stock device chain on the Tom Fill track. EQ8. High pass lightly at around 40 Hz to remove low rumble. You can slightly boost 200-400 Hz for Tom Punch. Saturator. Add 2-4 dB of drive and switch on soft clip for grit. Drum Bus. Optional. Raise punch a touch and add character for glue. Reverb. Use a small size, short decay and a pre-delay of 10-20 ms. Prefer using a return for reverb so the fill stays punchy. Use utility, while auditioning different clips to toggle phase and width and to even out level differences with gain. Auditioning in Session View. Launch each clip slot by clicking the clip or its launch button. Use the stop button to silence. Set global quantization to a sensible value. One bar is a safe default for whole bar fills. While a clip is playing, you can make micro edits. Move or add warp markers and hear the change in real time. Save good versions as new clip slots by duplicating. Commit to arrangement view. Two straightforward options. Option A, record from session into arrangement. Arm arrangement record on the transport and hit record. Launch your clip slots in real time to perform your sequence of clips edits. Live will record what you play, clips and any automation, into arrangement view. Stop recording when you're done. Option B, drag and drop or copy stop playback. Then click and drag the warped session clip from its slot into arrangement view on the Tom Fill track. This preserves warp markers and clip settings. Place it at the bar position you want. Post-commit editing and consolidation in arrangement. Fine-tune warp markers if needed. To lock the clip into a new audio file, select it and consolidate with CMD or Ctrl plus J. That renders a new audio file exactly as it plays. If you used Sends for reverb and want that printed, either record with the Sends active or freeze and flatten the track after enabling devices to capture processing. Common mistakes to avoid: not setting 1.1.1 correctly. This misaligns the clip and makes warping behave oddly. Using Complex or Complex Pro for percussive toms, these modes can smear transients. Start with beats. Moving to clip start instead of adding warp markers for timing fixes. Move individual warp markers to preserve transient integrity. Overwarping with too many markers, this causes artifacts. Use the minimal markers needed. For gain to consolidate after heavy edits, you might lose exact settings when exporting or sharing. Recording to arrangement with global quantization set to coarse. Clips may start late or in the wrong place. Choose 1 bar or 1/16 depending on the performance. Pro tips and practical warp notes: use a 1/16 transient grid for precise placement on fills. For glitchy micro edits, create tiny clip duplicates and nudge start markers a few milliseconds. It preserves quality better than extreme warping. If you want to reprogram individual hits, right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track to convert hits into a drum rack and MIDI. Use clip parameter automation for per-clip changes like transpose or clip gain without touching the main devices. Keep a dry copy of the raw clip in a backup slot before adding destructive processing. For DJ-style slowdowns or speed-ups, switch warp mode to re-pitch for musical pitch/time effects, then bounce that variation into arrangement for stability. Avoiding clicks and artifacts: enable fades on arrangement clips or create tiny fades at edit points to avoid clicks when you change start or end points. If you hear zippering after stretching, try reducing marker count, change preserve settings in beats mode, or use Complex Pro as a last resort. If needed, render the warped clip and rewarp the rendered audio. When to use other warp modes: repitch is great for obvious pitch/time effects. Beats is the default choice for percussive content. Complex or Complex Pro are for tonal or pitch toms. They cost more CPU and can blur transients, so always a/B with beats. Clips creation workflow tips: name and color your clip slots. Raw, quant, push, dark, so you can jump back quickly. Use follow actions to autoplay variations in session view or to build randomized fills. Use clip gain to normalize volumes between variants before hitting the FX chain. If you transpose heavily, render the transposed version to lock it and avoid time stretch artifacts. Layering and processing variations with stock devices: duplicate the tom fill track and crop the duplicate to a single hit for heavy processing, saturator, drum bus, EQ, then blend in for body. Try parallel compression on a return track for added punch without killing attack. Use short room reverb on one return and a longer ambient reverb on another. Automate send amounts in arrangement so the hits stay dry and the tail blooms afterward. Creative clip level effects and performance tricks: put saturator, EQ, and reverb send in an audio effect rack and map key parameters to macros. Record macro automation while performing your clips into arrangement. Micro stutters: duplicate the clip and nudge start markers a few milliseconds to create stutter effects without heavy warping. Keep a dry backup slot so you can always revert. Session to arrangement performance tips: practice launching your clips before recording into arrangement. Use count in if you need it. After dragging warped clips into arrangement, consolidate immediately to commit them. To print return FX, either arm a resampling track or record with sends active. Consolidate versus freeze plus flatten. Consolidate creates a new clip. Freeze plus flatten turns the whole track and devices into audio and free CPU. Troubleshooting checklist: if the clip is misaligned after dropping into arrangement, recheck 1.1.1 and seg, BPM. Blurry hits: reduce the number of markers or try beats with finer preserve settings, then Complex Pro if necessary. Loudness jumps between clips: use clip gain or utility to normalize before recording. CPU spikes: freeze the track or bounce the clip. Exporting and reuse: save consolidated clips into your samples folder in Live's browser for reuse in other projects. To export a final fill, consolidate it, set the loop region and arrangement, then use file right arrow export audio/video. Create a template set with a tom fill track preloaded with utility, saturator, drum bus, and return sends to speed future sessions. Mini practice exercise, 20 to 30 minutes. 1. Set tempo to 174 BPM. 2. Drag a 1/2 bar tom fill into a session slot on a new audio track. 3. Enable warp, set warp mode to beats, and set 1.1.1 on the first primary transient. 4. Place warp markers at each tom hit and snap them to the 1/16 grid. 5. Duplicate the slot 3 times and create 3 variations. A. Tighten hits to the grid. B. Shift the last hit early by about 30 ms. C. Transpose the clip down 4 semitones and reduce clip gain by 3 dB. 6. Add EQ8 and saturator with the basic settings described earlier. 7. Arm arrangement record and perform the 3 clips into arrangement in sequence. 8. Consolidate the best clip in arrangement and export or save it for your loop library. Shortcuts and quick reference: CMD or Ctrl plus T equals new track. CMD or Ctrl plus D equals duplicate clip or track. CMD or Ctrl plus J equals consolidate selection to new audio. Tab equals toggle session and arrangement. Shift plus Tab equals toggle clip and device / detail views. Right-click a transient and choose set 1.1.1 here to place the clip start at the grid. Use seg, BPM in clip view to give live a reference if it misreads the original tempo. Workflow guardrail: save incremental project versions as you work, TomFill V1, TomFill V2, so you can always step back. Use return tracks and racks for non-destructive processing until you're ready to commit. Consolidate and save final clips into your library so you don't repeat the same warp. Work. Creative micro variations to try: halftime lurch, stretch a single hit by doubling space between two warp markers to create a sudden halftime feel. Pitch fall, automate clip transpose downward across the last hits for a classic fall effect. Reverse micro tail, duplicate and reverse the clip, low pass it, and place it just after the last hit for a short reversed flourish. Humanize, add a tiny timing offset of plus or minus 520 ms to one or two hits to keep the fill from sounding too quantized.